This is a podcast from CSIS, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a private nonpartisan think tank located in Washington, D.C. For more, including reports, commentaries, and event audio and video, visit us online at www.csis.org.
This is Elena Dine at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. With me is the holder of the William E. Simon Chair in Political Economy, Sidney Weintraub. Dr. Weintraub is here to discuss his most recent publication of Issues in International Political Economy, titled Mexico and the United States, Each President Seeks Change in the National Tone. Dr. Weintraub, in what ways are President Obama and President Calderon trying to reshape the national dialogue in the United States and Mexico, and maybe more importantly, do you think that they're having any success in their attempts?
Thank you. President Calderon of Mexico, in his third annual Informe. The Informe is a report made in September each year looking at future policy. In his third Informe, he shifted gears quite completely, quite radically from his previous conservative policies. He listed 10 critical areas in which Mexico had to look to the future. The 10 areas he chose were to reduce poverty, achieve universal health care coverage, provide quality education, undertake fundamental reforms of public finance, including tax collections, make structural reforms, including energy, make the telecommunications sector more competitive, modernize the legal framework for labor, reform government regulations, deepen the fight against organized crime, and reform the political system. They're important areas, each one critical in Mexico. At about the same time, President Obama shifted gears, and in a speech to a joint session of the U.S. Congress, directly involved himself in health care legislation, his key objective this year. Obama has a better chance to succeed. His party controls the Congress, whereas Calderon's opposition, especially the Institutional Revolutionary Party, the PRI as it's known in Mexico, dominates the lower house of the Congress in Mexico. It's unclear at the moment whether either will succeed, but it's quite clear that the chances of Obama succeeding are much more propitious than Calderon succeeding.
You make the suggestion that President Calderon should be invited to make a speech in front of a joint session of the U.S. Congress. What do you believe the impact of such a speech might be?
Just about everything that happens in Mexico has reverberations in the United States and vice versa. As U.S. narcotics consumption increases, the additional profits of the Mexican drug cartels leads to more bribery and more killings in Mexico in order to dominate the sales to the U.S. Drug consumers. As the Mexican economy declines, and it's doing so at a fantastic rate this year, U.S. exporters feel the impact. Because of this very close relationship, my thought is that the U.S. Congress should hear directly from Calderon what is on the Mexican president's mind, rather than hear it from outside scribblers like me. That way, the members of Congress might act a bit more prudently than they have on various other occasions this year with respect to Mexico. I don't see what there is to lose in such a speech of a joint session of the Congress, and if President Obama wishes in turn to make a joint speech to the Mexican Congress, I'm sure the Mexicans would appreciate and consent to that. Thank you very much.
For more information on the Simon Chair, including previous publications of Issues in International Political Economy, please visit www.csis.org/Simon Chair.
Thank you for listening to the CSIS podcast. For more, please visit us online at www.csis.org.